And now it's time to kick back with Rob V and Scott Mack. Listen in as they throw the spotlight on some great songs. You're listening to Spotlight Songs.
And welcome. This is it, the first one, the first Spotlight Songs podcast.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I just can't hide it.
First of all, hey, a shout out and a big thank you to our friend, my bandmate, and the best guitarist I've ever had the pleasure of working with, Bruce Garrick.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say me.
Yeah, sorry about that. But that our opening sounds there, and in fact, even the voice is doing the intro voiceover is Bruce Garrick. So thank you, Bruce.
And now,
and Bruce also did that back in our West Coast show days. So a double thank you for back then too.
Well, what are we going to do with our podcast? You got some tunes for us.
We found some tunes, yeah. We thought it would be fun to go look up some old friends. So we, from back in the West Coast days, we used to listen to a lot of Garfield's Birthday.
Oh, yeah, I remember Garfield's Birthday.
Yeah, so we went back across the pond there to the United Kingdom, and lo and behold, we found Simon Felton from Garfield's Birthday. And Simon is running a small label called Pink Hedgehog, which has a ton.
That sounds familiar too. Did we not have some people from Pink Hedgehog before that we listened to, or was it just Garfield's Birthday?
I think we did. We'd have to go back through the archives.
Yeah, because that sounds really familiar to me.
Yeah, some great stuff. And we went there looking for Garfield's Birthday, and we wound up with an entire podcast because we are sticking with Pink Hedgehog artists for this debut podcast.
So it's like Pink T-shirt Day, but.
Sort of.
They probably don't know. That might not be a reference that flies everywhere.
Shall we start?
Yeah, let's listen to something.
Let's go with the first artist is Wilson. Steve Wilson, he cut his musical teeth back in a band called the Little Green Men back in the 80s and 90s. Bit of a cult following. I don't think a whole lot of us heard of them. And then for some reason he went back to college. I'm not sure why.
It's a connection there.
Come on, you're a musician. What are you doing going back to college? Yeah, but he went for a performing arts degree. Did some acting. I think he did an Elvis impersonation, something like that. And he's got a new album out, or an album coming up called Old School, New Rules. So let's listen to Wilson.
Are we going
to
hear an Elvis-y kind of voice on this?
I'm not
track?
Sure. Let's. What's the track we're listening to?
So we're going to hear Long Road.
Long Road, Wilson.
Rolling down your highway, living on the run. It's a fine line you seem to be treading. Now that you're heading for a life alone, I can see through the mask that you're down your
song.
It's very catchy.
That is a very catchy song. Yeah. What do we love about that song?
I like the opening of this song. I like the nice acapella.
Acapella. Yeah. Yes. Love, fabulous opening. I agree.
Yeah. A little version of the pre-chorus there. I like that. And that B3 was always nice to have. I thought the arrangement was really polished. As I said, I love the B3 sound. It had a nice balance between the, you know, all the different parts of the song. The standout part for me was the sax solo. I thought that was pretty darn cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Drums were kind of subtle but appropriate for the song. The bass is doing what a bass should do, just kind of driving the song forward. And, you know, they're actually, if you listen close, there's some pretty tasty little guitar licks in there. It's not like showy guitar licks, but there's nice little work
tasteful,
going on.
Tasteful
stuff that suit the song. What I think I really liked about the song was the vocal is so friendly. You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's just kind of invites you into the song, and I like that. I mean, the lyrics, you know, rolling down the highway, living on the run. I mean, these aren't heavy song. These aren't heavy lyrics, but I think what it fits really well into is it's like this overall really positive kind of outlook, and I like the energy. I think it matches, you know, what he's saying.
Lyrics and music match.
Yeah, they match, and I think, you know, they agree with each other, but I always think of the song as being kind of like one friend talking to another. You know, it's sort of like there seems to be like some encouraging going on in this song. It's like, you know, I get the impression that maybe someone here has gone through a bit of a rough time, and the other guy's saying, "Hey, man, don't worry about it. It's going to get better. It's going to turn out." And you know, I kind of identified with that as being like a song to kind of bounce back to, or back from, or you know, something to make you feel better when you maybe don't feel so good. I really like the personality of the song, but it all comes back to, you know, did the song move me or didn't the song move me? And here's the thing, like, I'm not lonely right at the moment, but if I was,
yeah.
I'm not only lonely, but when I am, this would be a good song for me to listen to.
Uplifting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, outstanding features for me, it was, you know, it's so unabashedly positive, and that's really a difficult thing to pull off. Like anybody can kind of snarl into the mic and you know, and pull it off. Well, maybe not pull it off, but anybody can snarl into the mic.
Yeah.
But to have something that's kind of uplifting and believable and come from a place that's, you know, genuine, that's a pretty tall task. So yeah, I thought it was a great song.
Wow. Well, Steve, well done. Steve Wilson. So the artist is Wilson. You can find out more about the band. Go to spotlightsongs.com. That is our website. We'll also have it up on Facebook at Spotlight Songs and on Twitter at Spotlight Songs. So find out more. You'll get links to the artists, some more information about Wilson, bio, links to the music, where you can hear it, where you can purchase it. Fantastic. Two thumbs up?
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Where to now? We're staying in the United Kingdom, I think we said, didn't we?
Yeah, we're staying all with the same record company, are we not?
Same record company, Pink Hedgehog.
Pink Hedgehog. That's
fantastic. So,
shout out there. Simon Felton?
Simon Felton. Simon was, he's been singing and playing bass for all we've known him for many years, going back to Garfield's Birthday days, which was formed, Garfield's Birthday was formed back in, I think, the mid-90s. And Simon became the front man in 2004 when one of the founding members left, James left. And they carried on as a trio and continued to put out albums. I think in, just looking at the site, between 2008 and 2014. And Simon went out on his own. 2009, released his first solo album called Failing in Biology. And he's got two successful tours of Germany behind him. His latest album called Emotional Feedback is fantastic. It was released in September 2015. This track is called If I Were a
Single... If I Were a Single Girl Again. What an
interesting title.
Interesting concept there.
Let's see what's going on with that song. This is Simon Felton, If I Were a Single Girl Again.
Modern kid.
I'll help you out when I cut you down to size. And if the ironing board don't seem too friendly, well, work it out, it's easy. If I were a single girl again, I wouldn't have to stand for the rubbish that you said. Now I'd belong to no one. I'd belong to no one. And if I were alone again tomorrow, myself back on the bookshelf and make myself so pretty. If I were a single girl again, I wouldn't have to stand for all your lousy friends. Now I'd belong to no one.
Simon Felton, If I Were a Single Girl Again. You know what I liked about that song, or what I love about that song? I've only heard that song, this is probably about the, I'd say, fourth time that I've heard this song. I was driving the other day, and I'm driving down the highway, and this melody comes in my mind, and I'm kind of humming it along to myself, and I thought, what the heck song is that? That's in my brain? Yeah. It was this song.
That's definitely the sign of a good song, eh?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. White earworm.
Yeah, I couldn't get it out of my head.
We all need a little earworm.
I couldn't get it out of my head, so I thought, okay, that's cool. That's definitely a great song.
Nice. Yeah, it's a beautiful tune. I love the mix between the guitar and the piano. It gives it a nice kind of melancholy feel to kind of start out with. And you know what I don't hear a lot of that I really appreciated in this song is the synthesizer use. So that was something, I mean, like if you go back a ways, people use that all the time. And it's just kind of, for whatever reason, it's kind of fallen out of fashion. And I just like the way he's using it percussively to kind of drive the song forward. And I missed that sound. It was really nice to hear it again. Strings were nice. The harmonies were nice. The percussion, again, just kind of sits in the back and does everything the percussion should. So competent musicianship all the way around. It's a vocal focused song, and that's kind of the kind of songs that I like the best. And the music makes just a nice little nest for his voice, you know? So the music just does kind of exactly what you'd want the music to do. So the emphasis on this song is definitely on, you know, what is the song, where is he taking us on this song? And I think that's an interesting point because he's writing from the female perspective, you know, and he's clearly not a girl. And I thought, that's really interesting. So in my mind, I was kind of going through it going, well, you know, is he just like speaking for someone else? Or is it like you take a step back and this is a relationship that he's in and he's looking at this girl and he's thinking, this is what she thinks.
Yeah.
I thought that's really an interesting perspective on that. And to me, that was the part that I enjoyed the most about this song is I actually spent a little time thinking about it, like, well, where is this coming from and where is it going? And lyrically, it's got some really cool little lyrics in there that I really enjoyed. There was some of the kitchen stuff there. What was that again? If you fear this modern kitchen, I'll help you out when I cut you down to size. I thought, I'm really, really trying hard not to compare anybody to anybody else. Mm-hmm. But I can't help but thinking of it's a Leonard Cohen line. I apologize. I'm really going to try in the future not to quote anybody else, but... You know, he's in one of his songs, he talks about the homicidal bitchin' that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will eat and who will serve. I think that's how it goes. Who will serve and who will eat. Who will serve and who will eat, I think it is. Someone will correct us on that one, I'm sure. But again, there's that little struggle, and it's like a little, you know, and that's universal. But I really like the idea of it's like a male's perspective on a female's experience. I thought that was really cool.
You put yourself in someone else's shoes and
absolutely.
It turned into a song.
Yeah. Yeah, a little gender ambiguity there. It kind of makes the song very original. Did the song move me? You know, yeah. It did kind of move me because it made me think more than anything else. And kind of that's... I like a song that can make me do that. I like the ambiguity of the song. I like the haunting nature of the song. You know, it's one of those songs where I think there's probably more to it that I'm going to take out of it. Yeah. I think there's some story behind there that I don't know, but the fact that I feel that there's a story behind there that I don't know, that actually adds to the song. That means that, you know, you can sort of feel the substance of the song.
And makes you want to listen to it more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we might have to put that on again after the show.
Yeah, for sure. And quite a departure because in the Garfield's birthday days, we were used to some real kind of...
Crunchy guitars.
Psych flavor, power pop, and crunchy guitars and all that. Quite a departure, but what a beautiful departure.
Yeah, yeah. It's very nice. Very nice.
So good job, Simon Felton. Love the music. If you want to know more about Simon, you can go to spotlightsongs.com. You can go to Facebook, Spotlight Songs on Facebook or on Twitter. We'll get you the links to his music, where you can buy it, where you can listen to it, find out more about the artist. Definitely two thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Two scotches up for me.
Two scotches, yes.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Almost as good as the song.
So we should, you know what? I just want to throw another shout out here because we started together and, I don't know if we're as smooth as we used to be here, but a little more scotch we may be. But in the old West Coast show days. But a big shout out to Scrub Johansson, Robert Lauer, and all the gang at Scrub Radio, who were fabulous friends, and we wish them all well. Good bunch of people.
Great bunch of people, great shows, and think of all the music that we had from back then.
Yeah.
All the bands that we listened to, and all the, you know, it was...
We discovered some great artists.
We did.
We discovered some great artists, and we're still looking for some great songs from great artists throughout the world.
This might be
a
time to say, maybe send us something for us to listen to.
You betcha, yeah. If you, if you're a great artist, or if you know of a great great artist and a great track.
If you're a better than average artist.
Let us know. Go to spotlightsongs.com, and somewhere on the site there is a submission guidelines, how to get a hold of us. And
we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, we'll hear from you. And unfortunately, we do get... more submissions and we can put on the podcast, but so don't be sad and blue if you don't hear yourself right away. It may mean that we just haven't gotten to it yet, or
just write a song about it. Write a sad and blue song about it. Maybe we'll put that on.
Okay, what's next? We are going, we're staying in with Pink Hedgehog. We're staying in the United
it's
Kingdom.
Pink Hedgehog night.
And we are going with Gothic Chicken to wind up the podcast. They were formed, I think, in the mid to late 90s in Weymouth. I basically think they formed so just to have some fun in the pubs and entertain the pub goers in Dorset and playing a bunch of psychedelic covers of their favorite songs from the 60s. So
they're primarily a cover band?
Back then.
Oh,
when they started off. Yes.
Oh, okay. That would surprise me because we'll hear. It's a very original tune coming up.
Yeah, but that's back in the day when they started off, and they had a lot of fun. And I hope they're still having a lot of fun. And let's listen to one of their tracks.
They sound like they're still having fun.
This is Gothic Chicken, Like a Fool. Gothic Chicken, Like a Fool. Love that song. What do we love about that song?
Well, it took us in a different direction than it started with, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, it's got some pounding stuff kind of going on, so I'm sort of anticipating something that's going to, you know, continue pounding at me. And I don't know, maybe somebody dropped me some acid before that song started or something. But then it took a whole other twist. We ended up in like some circus thing kind of there for a while. It was like B3 going on. And, you know, on first listen, I kind of think, hey, this song doesn't have a lot of structure. It's going on all over the place. But no, the thing is, it's got so much structure that it lets it go all over the place. Like, you got to plan that kind of stuff to make it all work, right? So there actually has a lot of structure to that song. It's actually quite a complex song when you come right down to it. But, you know, it doesn't feel like it is. It feels like they're just like, it feels like a leaf in the wind, you know, just like everywhere, going this way, going that way, taking you up, taking
which
you
is,
down.
Which is one of the hardest things to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And have that sort of like continuity going through the song, whole song. You know, there's one point in the song where the song comes to like a dead stop, and we're like, oh, the song, I guess we'll start our review now. And no, the song's not done, and it's taking us off again. You know, and just like, you know, that leaf or plastic bag that kind of gets caught in the wind, it's just...
Lift it off the ground again.
Lift it off the ground again, yeah. Again, I don't think we're talking about any sort of deep subjects or anything like that here. But I love the musicianship. The vocal is perfect for this song, you know, and the melody is really interesting. You know, it's... again, it's not a pop melody.
No.
You know, it's something else.
The 60s psychedelia is definitely an influence.
Yeah, I guess so. The other thing that was kind of cool is I like the wah-wah pedal in there on the guitar. That was pretty sweet as well. So, I don't know, is the song making a point? I don't know if there's any sort of relationship or anything like, you know, relationship part of this song. There's some lines in there that make me think, maybe there is. But it's not clear at all that that's what it is. It's more like, you know, jumping down the rabbit hole kind of song and, you know, disappearing into a puff of blue smoke and all this sort of stuff. It is kind of like very throwbacky, psychedelic-y, and I'm a sucker for that stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, lots of originality in this song, lots of personality. You know, if this song was a person, I'd want to hang out with this person.
Cool.
You know, it just sounds like fun to me. And so I guess in that sense, it moved me. You know, I think that the attitude of this song is really interesting. And the execution, as I said, making it sound like it's not that... You know, it's an easy kind of song when it's really not. Yeah. I think that this is one of the songs that I could actually see myself putting on my own playlist for my own personal, I was going to say Walkman. whatever device is like the newest device they have now. What's that Neil Young's got?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah? A little triangular thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, we are audiophiles. We know all this stuff.
It's like, but, it's like the new iPod.
Yeah.
The Neil Young iPod, yeah. What a great song.
Yeah.
Gothic Chicken.
Going on my playlist.
Like a Fool. And that's the three tracks for this podcast. We are going to sign off in a moment.
I guess we've got one in the can, huh?
We're going to continue listening.
Send more music!
We're going to continue listening, yeah. We're actually going to listen to all this stuff again because it's fabulous. And we're going to carry on our search for more great songs and more great artists.
Drop us a line. Let us know if you appreciated the show. And, you know, looking forward to hearing from you. And most importantly, looking forward to hearing some more new tunes.
Yeah, say hi to us. Say hi to us on Facebook, Spotlight Songs. Say hi to us on Twitter, Spotlight Songs. Say hi to us on the website. You can email us.
If you see us on the bus, say hi to us.
Yes, exactly. And that is it. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you at the next podcast.